this whole Johnny Depp trial is one for the ages. It's not O.J. Simpson, but it's one where it exposes a little bit of what happens sometimes in toxic relationships. Oh, not relationships that are toxic, but people that are toxic, that they have certain demons to exercise, and they haven't done that. They haven't done their work. And that's something that I always have conversations about with my partner. And when we talk about other people's relationships and other people's struggles and challenges, a lot of it is from their own doing and from their own insecurities and things that they've created to have a certain level of control, and or they're not able to keep their emotional feelings under control. So they act a certain way, right? And this whole celebrity, Johnny Depp, the guy was dumped by Disney as Pirates of the Caribbean. This guy, obviously his livelihood, no more films. Everything has stopped over the last few years because of the accusations of his former wife, Amber Heard, professed. And as the trial has opened and have people come in and people talk, you realize that it was a big ruse in a lot of ways. Amber Heard is as great of an actress as she can be. And, you know, she's got issues. She's got issues that were amplified in the relationship with the actor, Johnny Depp. And I say to myself, goodness, like, can you imagine, like, the prettiest chicks have the cycle tip in them. That was a Slick Rick song back with Outkast. And I'm looking at the situation. I'm saying, wow, this lady, and you just have a plethora. I was just watching a friend give testimony, and you could see how giving and how much of a good person Johnny Depp is. And it was, you can tell he's a sincere person doing good in the world to the people around him. I'm not saying that he's perfect. Guy gets drunk, does party drugs and all that shit. Yeah, man. I mean, it's Hollywood. What do you expect? The guy's been in fucking show business since I can remember. So, yeah, you know, his life is going to be a little different than the regular folks like me and you, right? But this whole thing just exposes how the Me Too movement needed to happen, because there are many men out there that were using their power, that were using their masculinity, whatever it is, and imposing themselves on women against their will. I think for that, I was very happy about, right? But this is a case of a woman using that Me Too and crying wolf and trying to sabotage a man's livelihood, a man's career. I was hearing this, somebody say this, like another radio host, Charlamagne. I forgot who it was. It was saying, man, if you talk reckless as a man about certain things, you're liable to lose your job. Where women are given more of the benefit of the doubt. And this is where my gripe will always come back, because it's more about women want equality. So when I hear Kelly Clarkson having to pay for child support and alimony, I'm like, that's what you wanted, bitch, right? That's what you wanted, ma'am. You wanted that equality. There it is. That's how it feels. If you make more money than the guy, then guess what? You know, you're going to pay up. You just can't say it because you're a guy, because that's not the way you want it to be. So how can you go ahead and preach that to me? And in this case in point, when you have a woman that's going batshit crazy, I mean, how can you not see this? Like, there's just too much evidence, too many things going on. I mean, she's shitting on the bed and and blaming it on the dogs. And Johnny's like, no, I know what dog shit looks like. I know what especially my dog shit looks like. That's not it. Especially on my bed. Just spreading lies. And that's the part, man. Like, you know, you white girls are crazy. Like, that's why, you know, I like having fun, but woo, like, they're vindictive as fuck. Like, a black girl will burn my car. She'll go ahead and, like, stab my tires and shit. She'll bleach my shit. You know, like, just, you know, But white woman, boy, she'll take you to court and reputation, everything. She's going to, I mean, she's going to demolish you because, you know, the white women are protected in this country. Not all women, but white women, it's like for some reason they get lost and it's a big uproar. So anyway, that's just an opinion, not fact. You know how it is nowadays with this whole censorship thing. It's like you have to, it's crazy, man. That's why I've been also excited about Elon Musk. I'll go probably go into that in a little bit. But just seeing this whole trial, it's been quite a mind-blowing experience that people, this is going to be ongoing in our society with men and women. I think that when I see this, I wish a governor, I wish somebody on the state level would impose rules for women that are providing false accusations. Like, you could do some palm me in the ass prison town. And that's where my problem lies, is that women can lie, women can sensationalize, women can embellish, tarnish, whatever you want to call it, a man's reputation, and then find out years later, because in this case, the trial is like 6 years later. It's like, what the fuck? 6 years. Think about it. 6 years, this guy hasn't been able to work. I'm not, look, this guy's probably set. If I look at his net worth, well, let me see. I'm going to look at Johnny Depp's net worth, right? Johnny Depp net worth. Let's see what how much is this fucking guy's worth. It doesn't say, you know, he earned $75 million net worth in 22 after divorce, career life. Let me see. Johnny Depp net worth. About, he's made over $650 million. He's worth $150 million. So, and a lot of it has to, because he has to give half to his wife. But at the end of the day, you know, you see that it's impacted him and financially, just like it did with Tiger Woods, whatever. But when a woman just makes it a life mission, knowing that it's a lot of it is baseless. I'm not saying that she wasn't traumatized. I'm not saying that she shouldn't get a slice of the cake. Like, she should get something. But to tarnish a person's way of making a living, I think that's... that's where I think women need to be held accountable. Like, if you're saying raped, okay, we gotta get you through that process. Because as a man, I'm guilty until proven innocent, especially in this day and age. You know, that's why I don't flirt. That, you know, when I'm in the work environment, I don't flirt. I don't say no comments. I don't say shit. Because I don't want something to, next thing you know, that person can run to HR and be like, hey, Minnow's been talking shit. Minnow's been said this about me. And next thing you know, you're in the office and whoop-de-fucking-do. You got a report and you got to deal with it, right? So, like, as a man, I have to tread lightly, if at all, to not engage in saying things that may be viewed as offensive. So I'm hypersensitive to that, to the respect of women. But I think that, in this case in point, when you have a woman that really is not happy with the outcome, and it's just throwing whatever sticks to the wall, it's a very, and society, other than the public opinion, like, there is no criminal ramifications for that. Like, I think there needs to be, if a trial was like this, and it was obvious that, which it is in this trial, like, if you ever even read the comments of people, like, they see it, like, women even say, like, it's a fucking, she's batshit crazy. Like, yeah. I mean, you would think that with the things that were being said. But at the end of the day, you know, she's not going to go to jail. She's not going to go to civil trial and get sued. And I think those are things that women in this field of equality, right, of wanting to be viewed the same or have the same capabilities. Well, if you're fucking acting crazy and you're fucking lying about it blatantly, and you're just masking it under the guise of mental illness, then it's like, you know, Kanye West can do the same thing, right? But no one gives him that benefit of the doubt as a man. right? It's like, now he's got to pay half. Like, you know, whatever these things. It's like, it just bothers me as a man that women are making great strides in equality, right? In the workforce, in industries. Like, it's really, it's great thing to see the proper representation, which I'm all for it. But with that proper representation, you cannot be crime victim as well all the fucking time. Because here you are, and especially someone like Amber Heard, privileged, not because she's white, but because she's beautiful. And beauty, as we all know, when it comes to men, it has equity. You know, it's kind of like men that have money. Like, a billionaire looks a lot better than a regular working guy, right? So there's a sad reality of how we are as genders, that we do have superficial desires of our partners, of what we're attracted to. But to not be held accountable, it's a shame. It's a shame. And I feel that when you have just blatant and egregious accusations that are, and I'm not saying that she didn't experience any abuse or that he was perfect or anything, but just cut your ties. You know, don't drag him and create these false narratives that fucks up his livelihood because you're not happy with the outcome. And I think women, again, they are quick to really go to town on a guy, especially when they don't get the desired outcome. And I just wish that women will hold women like Amber Heard accountable and be like, no, you need to go to jail. Like, I know what it is to be raped against your will, or be assaulted, or to be abused emotionally, physically. And you're not that. You're manipulating. Shame on you. But women don't do that. It's my same complaint about black people, that there for minorities to be accepted or to be looked upon seriously, you have to call out the bullshit. You have to call out when OJ is murdering, then the black community is like, well, you know, whatever, he's one of ours, so we gotta protect him no matter what. So it's like the Chinese fucking do business. Like, okay, a Chinese guy can come over here, drop off a nuclear bomb, and then fly back to Beijing, and they're not gonna extradite their own. You know what I'm saying? And for that reason, I'm like, yo, like, we have to take accountability to some extent for our people. For you just gotta call the bullshit out. You know, that's what I pride myself on these journals that I do, is that I call out black people, I call out white people, I call out women, I call out men, I call out, it's whatever the story that ignites me to think a certain way, where you have to call a spade a spade. And people don't want to do that. People want to hide away from it. And I think in this case with women, like, women have to hold other women accountable. Women have to hold Amber Heard's friends. You have to hold that bitch accountable. You have to be like, you can't be that crazy bitch. You can't be that crazy bitch, because that's not fair to Johnny. The people that are close to her are not holding her accountable. And that's what you do as a friend. As a friend, if you're beating the shit out of somebody, like, as a guy, I'm like, yo, don't be beating up your woman like that. Come on, man. Like, that, you know, she's better than that. You know, you could be angry about it. Go take up boxing. Go take up MMA. But you don't do that. You go ahead and get some therapy and figure it out. That's what you do. But when these women are being enabled, and they just feel, and society makes it okay, because there's no ramifications of that. And that's the problem that I have overall. It's just that it's a lack of consequences with women crying wolf. And the sooner that we can get that to be more equal, or to show women, hey, if you start lying and doing this crazy shit, your ass is liable to go to fucking jail. Your ass is liable to get sued for punitive damages.